thank you for the praise team. It's wonderful worship, and the song is really touching. And Minister Pan cannot be here, and Pastor Powell cannot be here, but God's with you. So hopefully it's not a stranger. And I think, you know, God speaks to you, and we know. And there's a lot of things happening. Some of you, I think, just to have a break, October break, and for the college students. And we had an exciting game yesterday when you watched the LCU game, I think. How many of you watched the LCU game last night? That was really exciting. Yeah, I tried to follow the last part of it, and the score was 12-6, and then all of a sudden it's 13-12. LCU was behind by 1 point, and then LCU come back and then got a touchdown, 20-13. So that's really 13, that's right. Yeah, the math is correct now. So it's really an exciting game. I think the game is very important for many college students and for the school. And we know it's important, so people really, you know, work very hard to win a game. And the people really get excited when they watch the game. And then a few days ago, I think just the Chicago lost the Olympic bid at the 2016. So we know that's very important too, you know, for a country. Although United States, we have a few opportunities to host the Olympic Games, and but we want to host the game, but then there are other countries want to do the same. So people work very hard, try to get a game, to get a game. So we know there's a lot of things, important things in our life, and some are really important and some has a big impact. But as Christians, we really need to know what's important for us. And amazing love, it's true. I know it's true. Amazing love, I know it's true. And then the song says, Lord, take away the world from me. I don't need it anymore. So think about that. So I'm going to share a message from Philippians today, Philippians chapter 3 and verse 7-11. So let's read the scripture together and from our heart. But whatever was to my profit, I now consider loss for the sake of Christ. What is more, I consider everything a loss compared to the surpassing greatness of knowing Christ Jesus my Lord. For whose sake I have lost all things, I consider them rubbish, that I may gain Christ, and be found in him, not having a righteousness of my own that comes from the law, but that which is through faith in Christ, the righteousness that comes from God and is by faith. I want to know Christ and the power of his resurrection, and the fellowship of sharing in his suffering, becoming like him in his death, and so somehow to attain to the resurrection from the dead. So Paul here speaks to us, and through Holy Spirit, we all know Paul is a man of conviction. So he really knows what he believes in, and he really knows what's important. So as Christian, it's very important to know, important for us to know what we believe in, and what is the foundation of our faith. What is our value system? So we need to keep thinking about that, and keep asking questions about that. So every day, you know, we may struggle. Every day we have to make a lot of choice. Every day we have to make a lot of decisions. From younger people, start from older people. And the younger people, sometimes food is very important. And for my little boy, Aaron, food is so important. And last Sunday, the church didn't provide the meal for us. So he wants to go somewhere for food. And you know where he wants to go? So McDonald's. So he wants to McDonald's. So McDonald's is so important for him. Even now he doesn't like the toy that much anymore. He used to love the toy because the toy really attracted him. But he just feels he wants something. He wants to go there. He wants to go to McDonald's. So if he didn't get it, he was so mad. He even kicked the wall. We know that's not proper way to react. But sometimes people, when they care, when they want something, and they really, you know, try to get it. So for Christians, so what do we reach after for? What do we, you know, yearn for? So that's something we got to think about all the time. So what do we have now? What do we get? So it doesn't really matter whether you are a young Christian or you're an older Christian. And I think salvation always is important. Why, you know, I'm here? You know, how I'm saved? Are you really saved? Are you saved by what? By your own deed? By your own righteousness? Or by the righteousness of Christ? So how important Christ is in your life? Do you have a position in your heart for Christ? For Christ. So this is the personal relationship with Christ. So everything we do, we want to know more about Christ. And that's how Paul feels. Even at the late of his life, he still wants to know more about Christ. Because he knows Christ is everything for him. And God promised, in Christ, we get everything. So that's something we got to really think about. I think, you know, as a parent, the way we live, the kids look up. And how you spend your money, how you spend your time, what you're doing, your kids watch you. So I think a lot of time, you know, we feel sorry for ourselves too, you know, a lot of time we think, you know, the school is so important, the grade is so important for Chinese parents, and piano is so important. So a lot of time, so the kid get used to it. So Alex usually get up in the morning and then the first thing he wants to do is play piano. So I know he kind of know he needs to do that. But I say, there's more important thing in our life. We need to read Bible. We need to know God more. So that's something I think we struggle every day. I couldn't sleep well last night. I woke up in the night before even 4 o'clock. You know, I know when I hear the Holy Spirit will speak for me, it's not for me because it's not about me, it's about God. So that's why we're here for. We're here to worship God. Not just listen to someone speak here. If the message cannot touch your heart, you cannot open your heart, and you don't want to obey the words, it's useless. We don't need any more decoration. We don't need more precious, more time to kill. We are so busy. But we need to think about how we spend the time, why we are busy for, what's really important in our life. When you get older, you probably think more. I think Michael Jackson just passed away not long ago, before his 51st birthday. He was very talented, and he's king of pop, and a lot of people, you know, want to follow him, want to imitate him. I know his talent. And I think we can probably appreciate some of his artwork. But if you think about his life, do you really want to, you know, follow that? Do you really want to imitate that? But the influence of the culture, influence of this worldly view, has a major impact to all of us. Every day we live in this world, but if we don't read God's words, if we don't pray to God, how we can resist those attraction, distraction. For Paul, he thinks it's so important. Everything else is a loss. It's a loss. Think about everything else for him. He's someone for a while. He thinks the religious is so important and the law is so important. So he do everything to obey the law. And he wants to be justified by his own action, by his own deed. So he is at least someone who wants to be justified, wants righteousness. So he works so hard. He has a zealous for the religion, for the Judaism. So he has zealous. He was proud of to be the Jews of the Jews and Hebrew of Hebrew. His parents are both Hebrew. And he has a lot of knowledge. So he has the knowledge of learning. So he is famous scholar. And he can be very good. He can have a very good living. He probably can one day become the most famous scholar of the Judaism. That's very possible. And when he saw opportunity to persecute Christians, he think this is a big, dangerous to his religion, so he went after those Christians. So he went to Damascus. And then on the way, our Lord Jesus Christ spoke to him. "Saul, Saul, why you persecute me?" And then Paul, Saul responds, "Who are you, Lord? What I can do for you?" So the light of God shined upon him. So he saw whatever he was proud of, the heritage and the ancestry he was proud of, that's nothing. That's even more than nothing. It's a loss. You think about profit, it's positive. Nothing is zero, or maybe not zero. Loss is negative. So whatever is credit now became debt. You're making money. He was very wealthy, you can say. People look up, you know, to him, respect him. Now he became, all of a sudden, he became nobody. He became a trash of the world. One place, he talked about that. Because of Christ's sake. Christ's sake. So if you turn to Second Corinthians chapter 11, let's read what Paul experienced. Second Corinthians. Second Corinthians chapter 11. Verse 23 to 29. I can read it to you. You can just follow in silence. Second Corinthians, chapter 11, verse 23 to 29. "Are they servants of Christ? I am out of mind to talk like this. I am more. I have worked much harder. Being in prison more frequently, being flogged more severely, and being exposed to death again and again. 5 times I received from the Jews the 40 lash minus 1. 3 times I was beaten with rod. Once I was stoned. 3 times I was shipwrecked. I spent a night and a day in the open sea. I have been constantly in the move. I have been in danger from rivers in danger from bandits, in danger from my own countrymen, in danger from Gentiles, in danger in the city, in danger in the country, in danger at the sea, and in danger from false brothers. I have labored and toiled, and I have often gone without sleep. I have known hunger and thirst, and have often gone without food. I have been cold and naked. Besides everything else, I face daily the pressure of my concern for all the church. Who is weak, and I do not feel weak? Who is led into sin, and I do not inwardly burn? So you can see how Paul, because God changed him completely, he, whatever he regard important, privilege for Jesus Christ's sake, because now he had Jesus Christ, and he know Jesus Christ is everything for him. So he had that conviction, and he met Jesus Christ. He know what Jesus Christ did for him. So he can throw away all other things, and he could suffer for Jesus Christ, and he is not complaining. He's not complaining. Not like we usually do. Very often we are so easy to be unhappy, so we are so unthankful. We fail. We deserve to have a lot of things. We deserve to have a lot of things. But we really deserve nothing. If it's not mercy of God, we deserve nothing. But Paul is willing. He knows the treasure. He knows what is his treasure. We know, if you know your treasure, then your heart will be there. So Paul knows Christ is his treasure. When he can have Christ, and he is willing to sacrifice for Christ, and he is willing to give up everything for Christ, and he is willing to die for Christ, and he has that joy, peace, hope. One day he will be with Christ. So for him, to live is Christ, and to die is a gain. To live is Christ, and to die is a gain. Who can say that? Who can say that? So that he knows Christ so well. But even he knows Christ so well, he wants to know more. So that's the attitude we should have. I think we are not lacking of the knowledge of the Bible. I think especially you are very fortunate. Many of you are raised in Christian family. You start reading Bible when you were young, when you were very little. So you probably can remember many passages, many verses, much more than I do. But you need to take the message into your heart. And you know, need to know truly that Christ died for you on the cross. He shed the blood for you, and we are sinners, and only he can save us. So you need to have that assurance. Jesus is your Savior. Jesus is your Lord. So we need to put Jesus in the center of our life. No matter what you do, you want to show people that you belong to God. You are a Christian. You are born again. You are a new creature. If other people can see you that, then you bless people. There are people dying every day. Souls are lost. But do we care more for about ourselves, our well-being, our own gain, all about God's kingdom, and people's souls are lost. And that's something to think about. So I think Pastor Paul Wallace shared a message on Facebook. I tried to follow Facebook as well. And a few days ago, and on Florida Boulevard, and one person drove a motorcycle, and then he ran into a car. And then the injuries were so bad. And Pastor Paul Wallace, he went to help, and then he prayed for that person. And there's a little lady, Catholic lady, joined him to pray. And the person is dying in front of him. But there are people around them. They took out the camera, they took out the camcorder, they took the pictures, but then they kind of mad at Pastor Paul Wallace. Play. So you can see how people, you know, looking at, you know, these things that happen around us. You don't have to go very far. So our heart are so, you know, insensitive anymore. We are so hot, our hearts so hot. When we saw too many of these things happen, we just close our eyes. We just go on by our own business. It doesn't happen to me. It doesn't happen to my family. As long as my family is safe, as long as we are doing fine, if we have time, we may help, but that's not the most important thing I do. I need to do well for myself first, so I can help others. At least if you have a willingness to help us press your heart, and that's encouraging. But only when we are truly, you know, put our center in Christ, whatever delight we have, Jesus is our delight, and Jesus is the center of our life. Jesus is the center of worship. Without Jesus, whatever we do, it doesn't matter if it's religious, it's a lot of activities, or you think you try to help other people, but without helping people to know Christ, it's not going to help. There are so many people suffering, so many people dying. So another accident happened a couple of days ago on the Interstate I-10. So it could happen to any one of us. So a two-year-old baby was burned to death. Tragic accident happened on the interstate. And then her mom was also killed, and then another person was killed. And think about that. We are so busy. We are so driving at the time. We are under so much pressure. But a lot of things has to do with our choice, with our priority, and what is really important. So maybe we can look at some outline here, so we know it's those things are usually we consider important: fame, wealth, power, time, health, awards. And I think one day maybe one of you want to win Nobel Prize. To a school, maybe it's so important. Some of you want to go to Harvard and then do very well. But if you just, that's your own purpose, I think that one day you'll feel that nothing as well. It's not going to last. That's all temporal. It's not, has no eternal value if you do not, you know, offer yourself to God. So all these things, if you compare to Christ, it's nothing. So if you read the verses here, it's a very powerful message here. For whatever was to my profit, I now consider lost for the sake of Christ. If you read from verse 1 to 7, when you talk about the flesh, talk about the confidence in flesh. Paul has a lot of that. If people want to compare that, Paul has a lot of that. But then when Paul changed his view, Jesus Christ touched him, and when he get Jesus Christ, gained Jesus Christ, everything else he think is just a lot. And then what is more, it's not just those legalistic righteousness, and he is faultless, and he has heritage, but all those are not important. And what is more, I consider everything a loss compared to the surpassing greatness of knowing Christ Jesus my Lord. So comparison, there's no contest. Everything else on one side, and then knowing the knowledge of knowing Christ Jesus is my Lord, and we will compare. It's nothing. And let's read Colossians chapter 1, and we'll see why Paul talked about like this. What do we have in our Lord Christ? Colossians chapter 1, verse 7. I think we can start with verse 15 to 20, and let me just read it and you can follow along. He is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn over all creation, for by him all things were created, things in heaven and on earth, visible and invisible, whether thrones or powers or rulers or authority, all things were created by him and for him. He is before all things, and in him all things hold together. And he is the head of the body, the church. He is the beginning and the firstborn from among the dead, so that in everything he might have the supremacy. For God was pleased to have all this fulfillment, the world in him, and through him to reconcile to himself all things, whether things on earth or things in heaven, by making peace through his blood shed on the cross. So this passage clearly tells us Jesus is all in all. All God's richness, the will in Jesus Christ. The will in Jesus Christ. So when we gain Jesus Christ, when we have Jesus Christ, then we have all we have to live for. And you know, you can ask, is that true for me? I know I'm not complete. Even Paul said he is not complete, but he strived for it. He strived for it. He pressed on. He wanted to reach that. So that's something, the kind of attitude we can learn. And that's the kind of examples we should imitate and emulate. And we have people around us we can look after too. So that's important. God revealed himself through Jesus Christ, also revealed himself through the godly believer. So there are people around us who is doing that. So look up those people. Look at what their consequence is. One day look at them. How they is going to die. They are going to live. There's something we can learn from them. So people willing to die. Jiang Song is someone very famous, God servant in China. Let's not talk about famous, because in God's eye, you know, it's all the same. So we don't use the worldly view anymore. Jiang Song, and older people probably know, but younger people, you may read about him. So some of people first came to the United States, studied for chemistry or chemical engineering degree in Ohio State. And he got his PhD. His PhD, his parents, his are Christian. So, but he think he was Christian when he was young, but later he was struggling. And then he started reading Bibles, and then one day God used a little child, I think teenager, or in an evangelistic conference. God touched him through the little girl's voice of the song. And then he also read scriptures, so he was born again. So we know you grew up in a church, your parents are Christian, doesn't necessarily mean you are Christian. Doesn't necessarily mean you are a true Christian. It's very important, are you born again? So John saw, so he was born again. So later he gave up, and then he studied. He wants to know Jesus Christ so much. He read Bible, and he has argument with the seminary professor, and in New York, and then people think he's crazy, and then put him into what you guys know. I couldn't love that word. Yeah, psychiatric, okay, psychiatric hospital. Okay, bring into psychiatric hospital. So God, so he, if he think about, you know, he is mad, he has a lot of reason to be mad, but God used that opportunity to put him there, and then he was there more than 150 days, I don't remember the exact date. But he read Bible 40 times when he was there. So maybe you can think that's the best place to read Bible. Depends how, you know, what you think sometimes your people say, how can this happen to me? You just can complain, and you know. But he not doing that. So he read Bible 40 times. So when the time is right, and God, you know, free him out of that hospital, and then he decides he wants to offer himself to God. So he went back to China, and then he threw away the golden key to the servant. So he asked God. He wrote a check to God, to the bank of heaven. To the bank of heaven. I want 100,000 souls. I want 100,000 souls. So saving people's souls are much more important than his degree. That's something he studied so hard he got. So that's someone kind of close to Paul, in a way he considered that is rubbish. Rubbish. It's worse than nothing. Imagine if you're put into a dumpster. If you have to be in Dempster for 10 minutes, how do you feel? It was terrible. It was awful. The smile was so bad. Really, it would be hurt. But that rubbish, you can see it's not something you think, but a lot of people point to view that's not bad. That's something really, this world really value that. This world thinks these are so important. But if you don't have the first importance correct, if you don't put God first, then these things one day really became nothing. And these things one day will actually impoverish you. So that's why Paul considered rubbish. It's not just nothing, it's rubbish. It really can ruin you. Because that's something you want to go after for. If you want to go for a treasure hunt, if you just work all your life for that, then that's a tragedy. That's very sad. So let's look at Mark chapter 8. Mark chapter 8. Verses 34 to the end of that chapter. Then he called the crowd to him along with his disciples and said, "If anyone will come after me, he must deny himself and take up his cross and follow me. For whoever wants to save his life will lose it, but whoever lost his life for me and for the gospel will save it. What good is it for a man to gain the whole world, yet forfeit his soul? Or what can a man give in exchange for his soul? If anyone is ashamed of me and my words in this adulterous and sinful generation, the Son of Man will be ashamed of him, and when he comes in his Father's glory with the holy angel." So look at the powerful words spoke here. The life, your life without Christ, the soul is lost. Even if you have everything in the world, it's still your lost one. So if you, there's nothing can exchange for your soul. And in God's eye, your soul is very important. So we need to care about our spiritual need. We need to care about our spiritual well-being. Not just about this world. So that's something we need to encourage each other. And I think we all, it's very challenging for us. We know it's so difficult to live in this world. Now because we need so much more than we used to, than our parents and parents. We know we really, everything we want bigger and bigger. I think I'm guilty of that as well. My family is guilty of that as well. But we have to be reminded what is really important in our life. Jesus Christ, He died on the cross for us, and He gave His life for us. So what we can offer to serve Him is nothing, is something more important than to serve Him. So we need to really look at that. And let's closing by reading the Hebrew chapter 10. Verse 19 to 25 as an encouragement to each one of us. Hebrew 10. Okay, let's read together. "Therefore, brothers, since we have confidence to enter the most holy place by blood of Jesus, by a new and living way opened for us through the curtain, that is His body, and since we have a great priest over the house of God, let us draw near to God with a sincere heart in full assurance of faith, having our hearts sprinkled to cleanse us from a guilty conscience and have our body washed with pure water. Let our hopes unswiftly to the hope we profess, for He who promised is faithful. And let us consider how we may spur one another unto all love and good deeds. Let us not give up meeting together, as some of us in the habit of doing, but let us encourage one another, and all the more as you see the day approaching." Let's pray together. Our Heavenly Father, Lord, we want to thank You so much. Thank You for creating us. And thank You for sending your only Son, Jesus Christ, to die on the cross for us, so we can be justified through faith, not by our own deeds. Lord, we are sinners, and we need to repent. Lord, we need to know more about you. Like Apostle Paul, he is really want to know more about you every day until his death. What he wants to know is the power of the resurrection, and he wants to have fellowship with you through your suffering. So Lord, help us willing to take up our own cross and to follow you. That means to deny ourselves and to be crucified with you on the cross. Lord, you remind us this world is an adulterous world, and this world is a sinful world. Lord, sanctify us so we don't follow the example of this world, and we could be alive and could be a good witness for you and until you come. Lord, speak to us, speak to our heart, and help us really put you in the center of our life, put you in the center of our worship, and you are our delight. And with you, we have everything. Without you, we are nothing. We have nothing. So Lord, help us treasure what's really important. Help us be willing to offer ourselves to you, so you may be glorified and people can turn to you. Have mercy on us and strengthen our belief, our faith in you. Help us help each other walk in your way. Thank you for the time we have. In your name, Amen.